News Talk Saturday.
And as you've probably seen over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of attention and focus on, does Ireland need a new investment product for all of us, for us, the public? Of course, there are professional products out there. There are things in other countries like ISAs in Britain and so on, of course, 401ks in the US. But do we need some kind of equivalent? All that money sitting in banks here in Ireland, can it be put into a new savings product? We've, of course, heard the tonnage to Simon Harris talking about it as his proposed new savings scheme, even though we don't necessarily know a whole lot of how it would operate. So joining me now to discuss what this might mean is Áine McPhillamy. She is, of course, a financial advisor with Contracting Plus, who's an accountancy and tax advisor. Áine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Emma.
It's great to have you. Thank you for joining us on this slightly bumpy morning with a lot of news going on. Yeah. But there has been this whole thing in recent weeks about Irish savers being given an opportunity to put their money, a lot of it in banks, not earning a lot of interest, into a new savings product. So what do you think the best way might be to do that? Or what kind of scheme would you expect the government to sort of eventually design?
Well, like as you've mentioned already, we're very, very light on details at the moment. But I mean, the fact of the matter is there's 170 billion euros sitting on deposit with Irish financial institutions at the moment. And the vast majority of that is earning absolutely nothing or almost nothing for the saver. So I would agree we are desperately in need of some form of additional savings option for savers out there, because, you know, and particularly something that would be geared towards the financial markets so that your money can work as hard as possible for you. Now, what Simon Harris has been talking about is something, they're working on something to model it on, like, as you mentioned, the ISA model in the UK, which allows tax-free returns for up to a certain amount. They're also looking at the Swedish ISK, where, you know, the first 28,000 invested is tax-free. So this is the route they're taking, is to try and provide some tax incentive to save in you know, on the markets rather than just having sitting on top of it in the bank.
Yeah, people will remember the SSIA during the Celtic Tiger era, which was very generous, gave you almost a 25% return back after 5 years. Do you think they'd go down something as generous a road as that?
No, absolutely not. And I think that's kind of been, that notion has absolutely been dispelled. There's not going to be a top up from the state. This is going to be possibly, it looks like it's going to be up to a certain tax limit, a certain amount of profit that you make on your investment will be tax free. Because currently, if you invest in the market, you have to pay either exit tax of 38% or capital gains of 33%. So there's, there's not a huge incentive for people to invest in the market. So this will be a way of earning some tax free profit through your investment.
Obviously, and they won't ever admit to this, but if it's too attractive, a lot of that money will be sucked out of the banks, and they don't like to lose savings, and they don't like to lose funding off to some other vehicle. So I can imagine the banks were probably a little bit nervous around the edges about what this scheme might involve.
Absolutely, I would agree. But I would also say that puts it up to the banks to maybe come up with some other product, something more attractive for the saver, because, you know, there will always be an element of a certain amount of people who don't have an appetite for risk. And you know, and that's why, you know, partly why money is sitting on deposits. But it might incentivize the banks to offer something better than they currently are to those savers who don't really want to take too much risk with their money.
Now, the other question they'll have to answer is, where will the money be invested? Yes, they can just throw it into an index, you know, which is uncontroversial. But sometimes some countries look to invest it internally, you know, in Irish stocks, in Irish shares and assets.
Yes.
So that it's getting recirculated back in the domestic economy, not heading over to Meta, Nvidia, etc. So do you think that part would be important?
I think it would be important. And I think it would be important to the saver as well. I think it's something people want to see. I do think there's a growing feeling that possibly we're too dependent on these, you know, really large huge companies, multinational companies, Meta, etc. And I think it would I think it would be viewed very positively from the Irish Saver that some of the money was going back in. But, you know, like you say, it seems, well, certainly the information we're being given is very early stages. It still has to go to the stakeholders. A product still needs to be designed. But I would certainly imagine that that should be a key factor in designing this product, that, you know, Irish companies should benefit from it.
Yeah, and I suppose there used to be this great dream of a shareholder democracy, it was called, where all of us have a stake in companies, in the economy directly, and we then become interested, more financially literate and so on. I suppose that's part of this too. It's not so much the tax efficiencies, but even just the idea of getting people involved and letting them have a stake in markets, where it's not just something that's abstract and done by wealthy people. So, I mean, there is that part of it of kind of maybe almost public education.
Absolutely. And I mean, I certainly in my day to day, I'm seeing more and more engagement from our clients with the markets. It is something people are becoming more interested in. It's something they are trying to educate themselves on. And I think this would, again, only grow that. And I think we can only benefit from that. And certainly the consumer and the saver can only benefit from more education and more understanding of how it all works, instead of it being for other people. I think that is, you know, a common, you know, that's not for the likes of me, you know.
Sure. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much. That's Áine McPhelamy, who is a financial advisor with Contracting Plus. We do appreciate you. She's with Contracting Plus Financial.
News Talk Saturday.